All right. Welcome, everyone, to New Dimension Comics Presents the Toddcast. This is episode 169, which is crazy. I know, it's nuts, right? So this episode, we're calling it Pittsburgh Avengers Assemble. So Tim and I are here as normal. And we are, if you may have noticed, we are joined with Karen and Shannon. They are members of the Pittsburgh Avengers. We'll get into that a little bit later, but it is an amazingly cool cosplay group. So if you came for cosplay, you got to wait just a few minutes. So we have a couple events coming up. Free Graphic Novel Day, first Saturday of March. And then the first Saturday of April is the Pittsburgh Mills anniversary sale. So make sure you go out and check out both of those awesome things. Save some money. You know, good time to hang out and dig for stuff. Tim and I were talking about this yesterday of how do we talk about comics since we have all these guests coming up, which is such a big problem, right?
Yeah.
We've had a couple guests in the last couple weeks. We have a couple guests coming up. So we're going to kind of do like five or six picks each of stuff that came out in the last couple of weeks, like rapid fire lightning round style. We're not going to go super deep into them. We're just going to go, this was cool. Check it out. Read it. So I'm going to do my pile real quick and then Tim gets to go. All right. Let's see who can go faster, I guess.
Oh boy. Say, you want me to tell
Iron Man 1. Iron Man 1. Or Iron Fist 1. Sorry. Iron Fist 1. Check out that new Iron Fist. Kate Bishop 3. Check it out. I love the homage to the other Hawkeye cover. It's amazing. Tim's going to cringe. Faceless 3. I love this. Love this series. Love Brian Azzarello. Super creepy. Super weird. Check it out. If you like magic and awkward sex things, it's fun.
Wait, time out. I mean, time out. That book came in and I told Tim, I said, I'll bet you $5 there's dog before the third page. I think it was like the second page.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
So, time in.
Okay. Land of the Living Gods by Aftershock, number one. Very awkward and weird. Just check it out.
Good art.
And lastly, Scorched number one from Image. Check out all of the super badass Spawn family stuff. Just in case you missed it, you didn't know that they came out, check those books out. Tim, go.
All right, boom, let's go. Amazing boom. Spider-Man, 89, Goblin Queen, it's good stuff. Hulk number four, Donny Cates, it's getting really good.
Big, it's mean, it's green.
Devil's Reign. I turn to the last page just in case everybody doesn't know. I always look at the last page of my books before I take them home in case I die on the way home. And now I have to wait till next month to see what happens.
Because you did not die on the way home.
Yes. Avengers 53. And the coolest thing in this entire issue, I have to show it, is this. I'm going to say lit. Can I say lit? Look at this red Black Panther suit. Red Panther. Ooh. That is cool. And then the last one was an ash can that we got in. Little Red Ronin.
Nice.
And I think this is the same creative team that's doing Good Boy.
I believe you're right.
So, and it looks amazing. So those are my books.
All right. And then one last thing before we get into the guests. We're plowing through this. This is awesome. I've made a bit of an acquisition this week. So AKA I found some cool books to buy. So I went on that and did that. First, Sensational She-Hulk number one.
Nice.
Fuck yeah. By the way, you guys can swear on this if you want. Shannon was looking at me like, am I gonna be able to swear on yes. Nice. Yes, number one, Red, White, and Black. I have the graphic novel. I never saw the singles, so I took the opportunity where I could. And then something everyone should have in their collection, Wonder Woman number one by George Perez.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody saw that the Perez CGC thing got canceled. Like,
yep.
Bummer. All right. So now we're going to talk about cosplay stuffs. So I have turned on screen sharing. So if any of you guys want to share anything that you have done or you're working on, you're more than welcome to do that. So let's start with Karen. Give a little bit about yourself, how you got into cosplay, what cosplays you do for the Avengers, if you're in any other groups, all that fun stuff, and then we'll go to Shannon.
Okay. So I got into cosplay kind of sideways. I also do historical reenactment, and I was sitting there, and yay, we can swear, bullshitting with some of the I was like, oh, I'm going to have to put on filters. I don't know if I can do that.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, they knew that I was a big Marvel fan, loved, you know, all the movies. And they're like, we should go to Dragon Con. One of my friends used to live in Atlanta and worked Dragon Con. And so we tried for a couple of years, but, you know, hotels go like that. And we just couldn't get in. And we couldn't get in. And then another person said, well, I wonder if there are any local cons. And lo and behold, we found Steel City.
Wait a minute. What year is this?
Surprisingly enough, it's less than 10 years ago. I haven't actually been cosplaying for that long.
Okay, so actual Pittsburgh Comic Con still existed at this time?
Maybe. I mean, what I went to was Steel City.
Okay. Yeah. I was just double checking because that had been around for like 15 years or something.
Yeah. No, and it wasn't, I think Steel it City, wasn't a thing that I knew that people did. You know?
This would be right around the time then, about 10 years ago, would have been about the time when Steel City switched the name from Pittsburgh Toy Show to Steel City Con.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Probably. All caught up. I understand where you're at now. We can proceed.
It's actually probably less time than that, but I'd have to check my Facebook to find out for sure. So we went, and I was like, oh my God, people are dressing up like the characters that they love. I want to do that. And so, because, you know, I was the person who always had a little bit extra for Halloween, like went a little bit further than everybody else with their Halloween costumes. So that happened. And then I found, so Peggy Carter was actually not my first cosplay, believe it or not. Neil Gaiman's death was my first cosplay from Sandman and all that. And then I found a Peggy Carter group on Facebook. And then like 2 weeks later, I was one of the moderators of the Peggy Carter cosplay group on Facebook.
And that's where it all went wrong.
Yeah, I started organizing things. Gosh, how's that happen? And that was my entree into Dragon Con because a friend of mine from the group had space in her hotel room. So now I go to Steel City, I go to Techo, I go depending on when you're scheduled. Dragon, New York, of course, all of that kind of got shut down by the pandemic. So I actually haven't been to anything but a couple of local cons since things have sort of settled out. Most people know me as Peggy Carter. That's kind of the one that I'm known for. I also do Black Widow. I do a bunch of Marvel stuff. I've done stuff from Doctor Who. I've done stuff from Star Wars. For the Avengers, I do Peggy. I just did a Kate Bishop. That's why I shared when you held up that comic because I love the Matt Fraction run. That's like one of my favorite comic series ever. So I did Kate. Have I done Widow for the Avengers?
I think once.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
But. we have a lot of Widows in the group, so I'm like the third alt because we have a lot of very capable women.
I guess it depends on which one, right? Because like if you do like the Marlena one, like you did that recently for a shoot, which looked awesome. Uh-huh. And you told me that that was like your backyard, which is even cooler.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I know. I did Infinity War for the, we did a movie premiere. Was it when Endgame came out or was it for?
Yep.
Yeah. So.
It was Endgame because I was in California and I came back that day and rushed to the theater.
I was a blonde. People were surprised. So I did an interview once with a guy on Instagram, and he asked me how many Peggy Carter cosplays specifically I had. And I actually didn't know, and I had to go through my cosplay Facebook and like count in pictures. And it's like 30 just of Peggy, let alone everything else.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Shannon, I think it's your turn. Yeah.
Fun. Okay. My story is not going to be as elaborate because it's not as fun. Honestly, I started cosplaying or just costume making in general for our Halloween weekend at camp, because my family has like a rented campsite yearly that we just park a trailer on, and the whole park's like that. So we, you know, go up there, and there's tons of kids. They do trick or treating, so they would come around to each campsite to trick or treat. And obviously, this is probably like 7 or 8 years ago when this started. So me being an adult is not going to go trick or treating, you know. So I was like, I still want to be extra because it's me. And I think my first one that I did was actually Spock, like Zachary Quinto's Spock from the new Star Trek, which is now getting a new movie. I just mentioned that. That's amazing to me. But yeah, that's how I started. And kind of like Karen said, like I just kind of built on it and would go a little bit over the top, you know. And I met some friends that were into Star Wars, actually. And one of my first cons was Star Wars Celebration. And I went with him to that, the one friend that I had, and had a brilliant time. And then we started going to like Steel City Con up here. This was more recent than Karen though. I think this was probably about like 5 or 6 years ago, because that didn't start till after the costume making started. So that's kind of my background. I'd like to travel for conventions, obviously, but I do a lot of the Pittsburgh ones. And right now, I don't even know either, because I know you rambled off the list of who we do. We all do so many different characters. Yeah. Obviously, Pittsburgh Iron Man is like my thing that I'm known for, or Rescue. I have Nebula. I've also done like a variation of Kate. I don't remember who else I've done. I mean, I have like Star-Lord if I really wanted to.
Well, you've also done a bunch of Pepper.
Yeah, I just kind of group that into Rescue anymore, because like you said, there's so many. There's like 14 or 15 outfits of hers, so it goes with Rescue in my head. Yeah, that's pretty much my main go-to, but that's it. I mean, I'm not that creative of a story, unfortunately.
It's okay. My story is even worse, because I don't really cosplay, so there you go.
You do it karaoke.
I did. Yes. Come on. I did a half decent Ed McMahon last week at karaoke, and like the three people that are my age or older actually got it, and it was awesome. So everyone else just looked at me weird, and I would be like, "Yes, sir, you are correct, sir."
Oh, no, I'm sorry I didn't go.
I know.
It was awesome. And Jeremiah was Johnny Carson. I did the whole Tonight Show intro. I was like,
nice.
You know, I'm Ed McMahon. This is a glass of whiskey, and here's Johnny. It was a lot of fun. You can watch the video online. You really should anyway, because there was this dude came. Sorry to completely sidetrack, guys, but this is just really really funny. So, dude shows up as the emo Swedish chef, right? All right. So your faces are already exactly the way we all looked at him when he came in. We're like, what?
Okay.
His song choice is Down with the Sickness. So let me just tell you.
Did he sing it like Swedish?
Yeah. So let me just tell you. From now on, every time I hear that song, I'm going to hear Down with the Chickpeas. So, Bork, Bork, Down with the Chickpeas. Bork, Bork, Down with the Chickpeas. Freaking hilarious. All right. So, so tell us about how the Pittsburgh Avengers got started, how you guys got involved with that, and then what the Pittsburgh Avengers does.
Okay. So... It actually, I had just this idea that there were just so many of us that did Marvel cosplays that I had met at the conventions. And I think this, I want to say this was like 2018 or so, because I think we formed in 2019, if I'm remembering this correctly. And it took a while to launch something like this. And I think at one of Steel City Con's events is where I met Karen originally. Yep. Yeah. And that's just kind of like where it played out from, I think, because we just started talking a lot like with that group, because it was you, it was Tara. Mm-hmm. I don't remember who else was there. I think Jeremy was there as Loki at the time. So it was I remember that weekend standing out. And then the first official time that we grouped at the con, I think, was like the winter of one of those, because I just remember that was when Stan Lee had passed. So there was there was a good year of like talking about it.
Yeah. We tended to, if you've been to Steel City, and we didn't ever have a set time that we were going to do it, but they had the little kind of photo area set up, and we would just start getting everybody who was in a Marvel costume. You know, we would yell across the hall, "Hey, you Marvel, come take a picture with us," right?
Yeah.
And it eventually got bigger and bigger, and I felt really bad because one time I didn't realize there was a panel going on, right? And they have the doors open so people can. Apparently, I yelled loud enough they like heard me in the panel.
That's okay.
So then, So then we tried to make that more of a thing that the Pittsburgh Avengers was sponsoring. I mean, it was still pretty loose, but.
Right.
Yeah. There were just a lot of people that showed up and a lot of interest in it, I think, which is how it took off. Because obviously, like, if Karen and I want to do a group by ourselves, like, it's not, we can probably pull it off, but it's not as fun. You know, we don't have the amount of characters, and the kids love it when they see, you know, a whole party of Avengers coming down the street or something. So it worked out having a lot of interest from other people, thankfully. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We were just starting to get ready to, I had a contact at the Children's Hospital, because one of the things that we really wanted to do was kind of like the whole 501st Rebel Legion gig, right? Dressed as Marvel, go to the hospital, see the kids, you know, all that sort of thing. And we had just started talking about that when the pandemic happened. So we didn't get the chance to do that. It's still on our really, really high on our list of things we want to do, but things aren't like, they're not ready to let us into the hospitals yet, which totally understand.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I would not push anybody until they're ready for that either. So, all right, cool. While you guys were talking, I was flipping through the Pittsburgh Avengers Facebook page.
I have a question. Found you're flipping through. Oh, wow.
Two pictures back to back. Boom. I was like, "Where? I wonder if I can find two of you back to back." I
haven't seen that suit in so long.
Is that Gen 1?
Yep.
So how many generations of this do you have?
Like 4 or 5.
Holy crap.
That's the crazy foam one. And it's in my basement because I held on to it. The new 3D one. And honestly, our Facebook is probably lacking because a lot of it goes to Instagram.
Right.
It kind of got lost on the cross posting, but this is when we first started. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of like reference pictures of people in their cosplays.
And a shout out to Jeff Zoot Visuals, who took a lot of those studio shots.
Yep.
Yeah, Jeff's the man.
So that was that's the end game thing that we were talking about. That such a throwback.
Wow.
Yeah,
just looking at some of these, I'm just like, wow, like I remember you guys when you were that, like way back then.
I mean, these were everyone's like entry photos, which is the funny part. And at first, everyone gave us like, you know, one character. And now it's just to the point where we just have a list and just whoever can show up shows up. So,
We're like, hey, we're doing a thing on this day. You know, and a lot of times we don't even, you know, have, you know, something that's like, we need, you know, this many characters or certain characters. So we're just like, who's available? Mm-hmm. You know,
right.
What do you want to wear?
The nice thing. Kind of dragon. I don't want to say like the nice thing about COVID, because obviously like nothing is good, but we had downtime to kind of regroup this past year, which has been nice, because a lot of people, you know, have worked on their cosplays and stuff while we've been at our houses. So a lot of it's just been so revamped, and like the things that people have made are, it's just incredible. So yeah, I mean, these are our most recent ones. This is from the parade that we were with you guys for. So
yeah.
And we are recruiting, by the way.
Yeah, everything is open right now. We have an application in the link in our biography on
like that.
Yeah.
There's a link to the PDF too. But yeah, that's, I mean, it's real simple. And then this was
this is MementoCon, I think.
Yeah,
we were for a raffle.
Yeah, okay.
Giving away a little basket. So like, we always have fun things going on. We try to keep it fun for the kids. So
this is the St. Patrick's Day parade, I think, right?
Holiday. So it was
okay.
They canceled it actually this year, which was bad. It was the one before COVID.
Wow. Oh, yep. It was
random
COVID update.
There was like a random break there. Where
holy crap. I never saw that shot before. Like the... Hold on. I'm going to find it again real quick. The...
with the shield?
Oh, man. No. Where did it go? The end game one where it's Hawkeye and Widow hanging off the side of the
Brooke.
That that's awesome. Like, like who the hell took that?
they did a phenomenal job with that, and I saw like the before and the after on that at one point, and very creative. So creative.
Wow, that's crazy. Because
of course they're like laying down on the floor in the original.
Yeah, like that's just nuts. Yeah, they got that to work like that. I didn't know if they actually just found a flat rock and did it like that, but also cool.
I believe it was just on like a sidewalk, honestly. But
really?
Yeah, I mean, that was a while back. I don't know if they still have the original, but I think they posted like a side-by-side at one point, which is how I know that. And yeah, it's edited, but it doesn't look like it at all.
It's awesome. All right, Tim, you had a question. Go for it.
I had one. I don't remember.
It was a while ago.
I was just watching the awesome pictures and I forgot. So
it'll come back.
I've hypnotized you with photos.
It's fun to watch. It's fun to look at it. It's cool. I can't really say I can't do any of it.
Yeah.
So what do you feel is your most complicated build you ever did for a cosplay, and what is your dream cosplay you have not yet done?
Shannon, you can go first.
Does it count if it's in progress? Like I haven't finished it, but it's in progress.
Sure.
Okay. So what's the question? My most complicated or like my favorite?
Most complicated build.
Okay, well, they're going to be the same. It's going to be Rescue. I mean, there's like no question on this, because even Iron Man has like nothing really moving. But Rescue, I had to sit there and build the entire suit. I had to print the entire suit. I had to post-process the entire suit, do the fancy paint. The wings all open. The helmet opens. There's a soundboard. My cat is hissing in her sleep right now. If you heard that.
It's fine. It's fine.
There's a Jarvis chip in it. So it's, are you okay? So that was like that. That's why there's so many versions of it. And you were like, "How many are there?" Yeah, because it started as foam, and then it's like finally where I want it. But the dream one, I guess, I don't really have like a dream one because that was it. But I guess for future purposes, I'm building Green Goblin, and it's gonna have a glider, and it's gonna have Willem Dafoe's laugh, and I'm like super hyped about it. It's kind of been put on the back burner while I'm working on something else for someone, but it's going to be done hopefully by spring, so we'll see.
For those of you who don't know what she's talking about, by the Rescue moves.
The helmet too. I haven't worn it in a while.
Crazy.
No, it's yeah, crazy. I had to wire everything and it was just a
so process. How do you control the helmet when the suit's on? Like, is it like the a way violent. You move your thing, the way you move your fingers, or
so the wings are my fingers. I have a trigger in my two fingers for the lower for the upper wings, and then the other hand is the lower wings and the soundboard for Jarvis. And I did it that way because if I had to listen to Jarvis every time my helmet opened because a kid asked me to open my helmet, I'd probably throw it within like a half an hour. And the helmet itself is wireless, so there's a button in the chin. So I don't have to do anything except fully bump my chin out and then hit it. I just lift that way.
Cool. That's really cool.
Oh, here's a Green Goblin shot.
Update, yeah. Yep. I printed some of the like the ab pieces. It's on my dress form right now, but I got sidetracked with Green Arrow, so it's kind of been like a back burner thing.
Oh yeah, I saw you like 3D printed the hilt, I think, right?
The bow's done. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cool. It's not mine, so it's going to somebody. So I just wanted to get it done. The whole outfit is going to come at some point in time, I think. I just haven't planned it out yet. But the bow's accomplished.
Sweet.
Karen's turn.
Yeah, so none of my costumes are what I would call complicated because they're all like, you know, the soft. That, you know, there's nothing that's.
You're not telling me that this was not complicated.
So funny called thing. Out. That is mostly Amazon.
What? Seriously?
Yeah. So I unfortunately am a cosplayer who doesn't like to sew.
Okay.
And
I was unaware that that was friends, a thing.
Like commissioned friends or, you know, artisans who need to make a buck. But I'm also a big proponent of closet cosplay, thrift store, all that kind of stuff. So in that original character, a lot of the stuff that I am wearing is reused from another costume. So the leggings, the boots, the bodysuit were, you know, if you've seen any of my Wonder Woman photos, same leggings, same boots. I just took the little accessories off. I think the bodysuit was just something I have, you know, in my closet. The wings were, and the corset were from Amazon. And then I did make the gauntlets, the little armor bit. What else did I do? There was something else I did. Oh, I modded the skirt. So yeah, I'm more likely to commission things if I see something that I want, especially a lot of the Peggy costumes. I have friends who are amazingly skilled seamstresses, and I'm like, here.
Like that.
So I had two different friends who helped me with this. I did mod the shield for this one.
I think if I just go back one. Yep.
Yeah.
So
we've now started to, instead of con crunching, we've started to do photo shoot crunching. Like a bunch of us were up really late or early the morning of that shoot to get stuff done for that one. But yeah, that was a Marvel Legend. Again.
It's going to happen again soon, isn't it?
It is. So that shield is a regular Captain America Marvel Legends shield that I just modded.
Okay.
I don't know that I particularly have a dream costume. I have several that have been on my list for a long time that will get done eventually. Ceremonial Princess Leia has always been a thing. Sif in her first outfit, the maroon and silver armor.
Nice.
And then, you know, anything Peggy. So the new book is coming out in March. So, and it's a different costume. So I will have that. Plus I don't want to spoil What if somebody hasn't seen all of the What ifs, but there's a shot in the end, there's another new Peggy outfit that I'm also doing. So
I found your Wonder Woman.
Yep.
So same pants. I can see that. Yep. I also want to point out, because you and I have had discussions about this, how awesome the black pantsuit is for Wonder Woman from the just before the pre-52.
Yep.
Like that Straczynski run right at the end. that everybody gives shit about, but it's awesome.
Yeah. So that particular shield, our friend Jeremy helped me with, because I was taking that to Dragon Con. And if I'm doing a costume that has props, the props need to fit into my suitcase.
Okay.
And that's not even
so that shield up. Comes apart in two what? Pieces. Okay. Yeah.
That's awesome.
There's a, I did Peggy as Steve with the taxi door. That taxi door comes apart. Two pieces fits in the suitcase.
Oh, cool.
Damn.
Yeah. Plus that one is foam because I was walking in the parade. So I didn't want anything that was heavy.
Right, because that'd be bad. All right. Tim, you sound like you have questions.
I do, and then I just, they're interesting, so I'm just like listening, and then I forget my questions.
Start writing them down, man.
Yeah, but it's like, I worked all day, and I don't want to, I so feel there's bad. A whole...
You're preaching to the choir.
Yep.
I can't think of a question that I was going to ask. I can't.
How for Shannon, how long mm-hmm. until Green Goblin's done, do you think? What's your projected time frame?
I don't know.
Because I'm not gonna lie, I'd love to see that thing premiered at Three Rivers this year.
When is that, June?
First weekend of June. June. So you got
yeah.
A little under 4 months.
I've asked you that like 700 times and I just, you know.
It's okay. Yeah,
I think I can pull it off. I don't know if I'll have a glider by then because I have to buy a hoverboard and that's expensive, but I have the fabric to make the bodysuit. I have most of the upper armor printed. It's just figuring out how to like attach it and sew the bodysuit together, really.
Let's take it back a second.
Already.
Yeah. You said hoverboard. Those yeah. don't exist. I just want to
keep everybody that's what they're called.
I know, but I fight people all the time. I'm like, it's not a hoverboard. No, it's just a sideways skateboard.
I agree. Yes. No, listen, I agree completely.
I know, I'm just but...
it's a segue that broke the pole.
Yeah. He can't remember his questions, but he wanted to get back up.
Yeah, because okay. I'm a smart ass. So that's my thing. Everybody has their thing. John answers questions.
You've apparently never met either of these women before because they
well, are just, I met
just
Karen
as much of smart asses as we are.
Yeah, I mean, Karen. It's going to be a project. I have like the files and everything for the glider. It's just figuring out how to mod them so that they can go over top of something that moves and putting it all together and all of that fun stuff. And I got sidetracked. I kind of lost the motivation, got sidetracked, was making half a Green Arrow. And I just don't know. I don't know. I don't have motivation back at the moment. Just some stuff that I'm handling. And so I'm not really like cosplay making right now, but hopefully I have a break, like a vacation coming up. So hopefully after that, I'll get back on it. And then I'm going to say it should be done by June. Don't quote me, but I'll try. I would like for it to be done earlier than that, honestly. I'm aiming for spring, but it's also a weather thing when I can paint. I mean, there's a lot of factors, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I hope you get it done soon because I'd really like to see that. When I saw you like putting up like the 3D stuff on in the AutoCAD and stuff, I was like,
yeah.
Oh my God. This is gonna be awesome.
I wish
I was like, is that what I think it is? Oh yeah.
I wish I could show you a picture of the dress form right now, but it's too much of a hassle over there. But it's yeah, I have like all of the chest armor like laid on the dress form. It's like taped to it right now and like the shoulders. Wow. So it looks kind of cool. yeah.
That's awesome. All right. So how do you two as people who've been cosplaying for a decade at least?
Almost.
How do you feel the cosplay community affects like convention communities, and how what is the ideal situation or the ideal environment for cosplayers at a convention for people that have never done cosplay? Maybe like what environment should they look for so that they can feel safe being in cosplay or being accepted in cosplay, because God knows those are two of the craziest parts about this whole thing is getting people to chill or to not be grabby.
Yeah. For me, I would say not only very super large posters at the con, you know, cosplay is not consent and the rules, but straight up on all of the, you know, all of the announcements about the con, you know, make sure that that message is loud and clear from the beginning. But I remember, so this is kind of sideways to this conversation, but I was at a Steel City and I was in the bathroom and this younger girl in a fantastic Catwoman suit, she looked great, approached a friend and I and said, "Oh my God, are you guys cosplayers?" And we were kind of confused because she was in a costume too. And we're like, "Yeah, you know," and she's like, "Oh," she's like, "Someday." And we're like, "Excuse us?" And she's like, "Oh no, I just bought this. It's just a Halloween." And we're like, "You're wearing a costume. Are you having fun?" She's like, "Yes." All right. Congratulations, you're a cosplayer. Right?
I dubbed a cosplayer. Right?
You don't, you know, as much as we love the big builds and, you know, screen accuracy, if that's your thing, that's fantastic. Cosplay can be a lot of things to a lot of different people. So if you're hesitant to start because you think you have to spend a lot of money, or you have to do screen accurate, or you have to have a big complicated build, and those are the things that are stopping you from cosplaying, don't let them. Mm-hmm. My first Peggy Carter was literally a suit that I had worn to interviews. Tap shoes with the tap shoes with the taps removed because they had that 1940s look.
Yeah.
And a felt hat that a friend's granddaughter made for me.
Hmm. Yeah.
But people knew exactly who I was, you know? So as for, you know, things to look in cons, I think most cons, and Shannon, you, I think you've been to a few more different ones than I have, maybe.
Possibly.
most cons are pretty accepting of cosplay.
Yeah.
There are still a few where it's more of a specific theme to the con. So, you know, maybe wearing Marvel, you can do it, but, you know, it's not going to be the thing that gets attention because it's not on theme, mm-hmm. kind of thing. The other thing that has always helped me is I'm me. I make friends with merchants. It's a thing I do. But a lot of merchant friends that I know have little signs up in their booths. If you're having an issue, if you feel unsafe, we're a safe spot, right? Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate that those signs have to be around, but it's, as a veteran cosplayer, if you see somebody that's new, you know, go introduce them to those booths, those merchants. Because they're usually really, really cool people anyway. With cool mm-hmm. shit.
Well, New Dimension Comics booths are always safe havens. So
yeah.
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 So
I kind of back up what Karen said. I just my only other advice is just make sure you're having fun with it. It's what I do in my OCD to what I build is like my own thing. And it just developed as I got further into the cosplay community. It doesn't mean that's like what you have to do to get attention or like to meet people, you know, it's, or just be accepted really is what I'm trying to say. So it can be as simple as, you know, just like jeans and a t-shirt, if that's what the cosplay is. I hear people say too often on my, like on TikTok, I get a lot of comments and stuff in there. Like, oh, I wish I could cosplay this. And it would just be like Pepper or something. And I'm like, just do it. Like, it doesn't have to be Rescue. You can still do, you know, a basic version of something. Like, if it makes you happy, then do it. But mm-hmm. That's my only real addition, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a firm believer in the cosplay is not consent. I've mm-hmm. been with friends that have gotten harassed at shows where, you know, we've had to go and talk to the show staff and watch that dude get ejected because he's an asshole. and I will say that because it is usually dudes who are assholes I'm not profiling there.
There have been a few occasions that I know of at like Dragon Con and stuff, the bigger cons where it goes the opposite way.
Yeah.
But yeah, unfortunately.
I've had my own experiences with people like that though. Actually recently too, whatever con I was Scarlet Witch at last, somebody asked me to take a picture and they got like real handsy in there, how they pose. This is like during COVID too, like first of all. Oh, wow. Yeah. So I was just like, really? And like, whatever. But so my, comeback to that was because it was Scarlet Witch and I did her pose. I jabbed him like straight in the stomach with my elbow. For the
picture. Yes.
Put some distance in there. It was fun.
Right. Yeah. So social distance.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I imagine there has to be times, Shannon specifically, when you're wearing Iron Man, that it's weird for some people when you open the mask and they're like, oh, it's Iron Lass. Yeah.
You know, it is. The problem with me is that I'm very claustrophobic in stuff being right on my face. Like I can't sleep with my blankets up over my face ever. I know people like to do that in the winter, whatever. I can't do that. The whole mask thing has been atrocious for me because it's right there. The only way I can wear helmets on these are if they open, and that's why they open. That's why half the time in rescue, I don't have a helmet on. If it's not working, I will not put it on. So it's unfortunate to that point because rescue, I can get away with not wearing it and it makes sense. But Iron Man itself is always like, wait, what? but people have been pretty accepting of it though. Like locally, like I don't think anybody really thinks anything of it. So that's been.
Have you ever had like that person that is like totally just blown away in the not good way, or is it always just been like, oh cool, like that's awesome, like
not like in person? TikTok is its own little special place of people that I can tell you that I've had some weird comments pertaining to that, but no, everything like in person has been pretty good for the most part. So it's, yeah, I don't think people really think about in that particular suit, like who's in it. I think it's more like, oh my God, that has a Steelers logo or that has a Penguins logo. Like that's been the draw.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Cool. That was like something I always wondered, like if that was just weird or where that was weird, or if it was weird at first, or if you've ever had like the little kid that just was like, that's not Iron Man, that's a girl. So, and like in like the bad way. Like,
yeah, you know what's funny though? And you were in the original Iron Man.
I don't want to talk about that character. Yeah. That's just a suit I threw that away. I'm not gonna lie to you. I think
you could have sold it. What do you do?
There were some children who were not being reined in, let's put it politely. And they were very touchy and they kept insisting that she take off her helmet, and we did the best to distract.
That one didn't open.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was why I was on the planet. I left halfway through that event to take it off.
We had to walk her back to the green room basically to take it off.
Wow.
They kept getting more and more insistent, and eventually we're just like,
I think that's the only thing is I have kids like to high five really hard. They like to poke at the arc reactor. And in Iron Man's case, it pops off intentionally, so it's easy to like, you know, switch if you poke out, it or something. Yeah. And I'm fine with it for the most part. I've learned how to like build it so it doesn't fall apart as easily as those foam ones did. That's why I have helpers. I'm always with somebody. I will not be in the suit unless there's somebody there. Honestly, I don't think I could even get into the full suit without somebody there. And they're constantly like looking around. Like if I'm in rescue, they'll look to make sure that the wings are like still solid and like I have 3 feet of space behind me at all times. Iron Man, like I'll have my friend look for like the fingers on the ground just in case. So it's a process and it definitely requires a team.
That's awesome. Team cosplay. Crazy. Yeah. I mean, I guess that makes sense being the Avengers. So.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, my cat has joined the conversation. I don't know if you can do this or not.
Yeah. Animals tonight.
It's all right. I specifically told my wife, can you just keep both dogs downstairs today, please?
Wait, she's going to try to make an appearance on screen. Let's see.
Oh, they can talk. Apparently she's having nightmares. So you can comfort her.
Oh, look at all the cats.
I agree.
So this is Mowgli. He's 10. Actually, nice. He might be older than that.
Probably.
I think
he is. Like are you counting all the quarantine years?
That's all 1 year. Come on.
What?
I just counted. Whatever. He's actually 14 because I've had him for 10 years and I got him when he was four. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So are both of you comic book fans, and or were you into the comics first, the cosplay first, or like did the TV movie universe, like the visual universe, the motion picture universe sweep you in more than the comic part did? That's hilarious. Just sure tail.
I honestly, I'm going to tell you truthfully, I honestly don't really read the comics often. I say that as right under my table, I actually have like a pile of like the Rescue Ones and stuff. And like this random Flash one signed by, I think. I don't know. I don't remember. That was my dad. But anyways, like I every interview or like every Twitch stream that I do, people like ask me questions. And I'm like, well, under this table here, table of magic.
Table of holding.
It really is. There's like Pokemon cards under here too. It's nuts. But I never really got into the comics, but so I'm more of the movie person. But my dad was a huge comic collector, so I have like a box of just like original, like, you know, older comics at our house, at their house. There's just a box of them that are kind of like been adopted as mine if I want them, you know, type scenario. So
that's well, about if you my... ever want to get rid of those,
I could see
Tim and I may be able to help you out here.
I'll look through them again and see. I don't know. There's they're like all 80s like comics. I don't know. So
well, there was some okay stuff back then too.
They might be before then, because I don't know if his dad had them in that. Like, I don't know how far back it went.
If they all look like the last book you held up, those are probably from the 60s or 70s.
So there you go. They're probably from his dad. Then I don't know. This is okay, but I'm not telling you. I'm definitely getting. I'll ask you.
No, I just like looking at them. Like it's crazy.
Yeah, whatever this was is the is one of them that I grabbed. I don't know if I have any. There's a whole box. I don't know. It's been years since I've looked at it though, so I'd have to look again.
What was the first couple things in the cinematic way that influenced you to start cosplaying then? Since you were a cinematic kind of.
My first
was costume. It just like everything like cartoons growing up and like things like that, or was it like one specific moment where you're like, fuck it, I need to make that.
My costume actually probably does go back pretty far then, because in grade school, you know how they do like Halloween and you could show up in a costume when they do like a little parade and stuff. There's pictures of me. I know I did like Sailor Moon at one point. I don't think I have pictures of it, but it exists. Raven, I did Raven from Teen Titans, and that's why I did Raven recently, because I found those pictures and I was like, I want to do a side-by-side. So I've always done costume stuff. I didn't get into, like, most of mine's Marvel. I didn't get into the MCU stuff until like Iron Man 2 or 3, to be honest.
Okay.
And that's kind of my adoration for like Downey, and then also just kind of turned into like the characters in the movie, and then that led to Pepper, and then here we are. So, because Pepper became too basic for me, and I like to craft, and I was like, wait a minute, why am I not making these things? that's the generic timeline of my events. So mine's,
okay.
I don't know.
It's okay. It's a good answer. Good answer.
I have a sporadic history with comics because I'm the youngest in a large family, and like my siblings would have issues here and there. Or at the barber shop or whatever, where I'd pick them up and read them. But now. So I share a house with a friend, and we have short boxes, we have long boxes, we have graphic novels, we have collections. We found out about the, you know, the secret sale at NDC and the dollar sale, which is like, but so one of my first Halloween costumes when I got to pick, right, when it wasn't the 70s with the plastic masks that, you know, but one of the costumes that I put together as an adult was Rogue from the X-Men, because she was always one of my favorites. And Laura Croft, it was the first like movie one that I did. But yeah, the MCU movies were really kind of my entree into cosplaying really heavily, just because, you know, Peggy Carter, Peggy Carter is my soulmate. I don't know. You
know? No, I get it. It's like one of those things where you're like, I relate to this character. I don't really know the extent of how much I relate to them, because it's like this, that, and the other thing, but I have to have that cosplay. I have to be them.
Exactly. And because my parents are older, I grew up listening to big band and soaking in the whole 1940s atmosphere. So I already had a predilection to that fashion and, you know, all of that. And then there's this character on the screen who is kick ass in a world that doesn't want her to be. And I'm like, that is who I want to play.
That is me.
Still working on the kick ass part, but you know.
So since you brought up Peggy, so Ryan out at the Mills and I were talking the other day about the crazier theory of the Red Guardian is not wrong when he says that he fought Captain America. So the theory is Cap that goes back isn't Steve Rogers, but does Steve Rogers things through the age, like through the Cold War, and actually fights Red Guardian. And then when Peggy starts to lose her mind, he just kind of so that he's not there when younger him comes to find her at the death. Because he's already lived through it. So he's just kind of like, whatever.
Well, I was going to say, with
thoughts?
Everything possible.
What if, and I want to see what's coming up with the Doctor Strange, but MCU has gone Doctor Who. Everything is wibbly wobbly, timey wimey, you know?
Yep.
So, I know things that I'm not allowed to know, so I can't comment on this conversation.
I will tell
you. Damn you and friends.
If you look very carefully at the Doctor Strange poster,
yep,
you can see Peggy's shield in it.
Yeah, I saw that. Nice. I don't know anything on that, so
yeah, that's okay.
I see that, though.
I would say you would tell me if you did.
I saw the Deadpool thing.
All right, so my other thing was, so this Tom Cruise thing, right?
I can't speak on this.
So
this is where I have to stop talking.
So you know, if you are at least been reading comics in the last, I don't know, 15 years, you know that there's an Illuminati, and we know that Charles Xavier is there, and because that's definitely Patrick Stewart. It's a bald head. That's a wheelchair. You can hear it in his voice. It's freaking Picard. So if that is the Illuminati, which version of the Illuminati are we getting? And how pissed are we going to be if Tom Cruise is Namor? Because I will be super mad.
I don't. If Tom you know Cruise who I want him to be? All, no. Be mad.
Wait, hold on. You know who I want him to be? I want him to be Black Bolt so that he doesn't talk. Because he always ruins his movies when he talks. So...
Someone's a Top Gun fan then, obviously.
Actually, I do like Top Gun. And I like Interview with the Vampire quite a bit. So, but like, I will say lately, like his movies have been very like all action, bad talk.
I am not a huge Tom Cruise fan, so I'm going to withhold all of my opinions.
Thank you. I am on her side of the.
I mean, yeah, I agree with that. And also, I just can't say anything.
All right, John, ask questions then her face will reveal the answer.
Well, trust me, my face is not going to give anything away right now. Okay. I'm in rock right. mode this week.
Here we go. Let's test. We're gonna test it by asking the ultimate question. You ready?
Wait, I want to do the first one.
Right, hold on.
I finally have a question. Is Tom Cruise in this movie?
I can't answer questions.
I see it. I already see it.
Ready? Yeah. Here's the question that may reveal the answer. Will we soon get a Pittsburgh Superior Iron Man costume?
That's a totally different question.
No, not really.
Oh, well, okay, but you can't ask me that because I've made things off of fan art. That's where my head's at. When you say that, I'm like, my head's all like, right. Oh.
Are we going to get an MCU accurate Pittsburgh?
I can't answer questions on this. I'm going to keep giving you this answer.
There.
She's going to keep pleading the fifth. Don't worry about it.
Dude, just
see how I tried to wiggle that in there with like another set of armor. I tried.
You know what happens if you divulge Marvel secrets, right?
Well,
that's true. Right now, you get locked away in the DC dungeon.
Well, okay. You'll see, because it's not. I'm choosing not to say what I know, but honestly, to answer that question, I just don't think I'm doing any more giant armor builds after Goblin. Like, I really don't. Okay. I'm going to do like repaints and like fixing the ones I have, but it's becoming costly to me. So any armor probably is not going to happen.
That's where you store them all.
That's the other problem. I'm running out of space. So Iron Man's on a dress form. I have two dress forms. Iron Man's on one, Goblin's on the other. Rescue is still in the big husky bin, which is now under a table that Amber just came and dropped off the other day. Half of Iron Man's over there. The rest is on a box, or in a box on the table. And foam Iron Man, the Mark 50 that I hate, that if I still have it, it's downstairs in storage, and so is foam Rescue.
Okay. Yeah.
it's just I'm running out of space.
Fair enough. I mean, if you wouldn't have like five or six different 3D printers going on at once to build all that armor, you might have some room. Oh wow, really? Seriously? Just one?
There's currently on Twitch, and the Twitch streamers are they have a get Shannon a second printer fund going. I don't have the space for more than one. And okay. There's only one. So it just prints in small pieces, and yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, I have a buddy who 3D printed a R2KT unit, which you'll see at Three Rivers. Okay. And for those of you who don't know what that is, it's basically a pink R2, right? Yeah. And it took him, I want to say it took him 6 or 8 months to print the whole thing. And then it took him 2 months to get all the insides working. And he uses an Xbox controller to...
You, oh, that's like
weird. Roll it around. It's super cool. If you were at Sci-Fi Valley last year, that was his that he had roaming around. It kind of hung out by our booth half the time it was out at the 501st booth, but he's bringing it to Pittsburgh for Three Rivers Comic Con. He's also bringing the guy who created the KT units.
Give me which
what is his name? I'd have to look.
It's somebody that we've talked to on our show, because I'm on another show that does like makers and stuff every Monday, and I feel like this has come up in conversation before.
Well, hold on, I will find it. Give me 1 second. You guys can converse for a second.
Tim, have you remembered any of your questions?
I have absolutely not. So I haven't. I have not.
So. This is productive conversation, Ellie.
It is. This is kind of how it goes. I let John lead, and then I say something smart, and then that gets me loose.
And so you're the color commentary.
Yes, I am. Yeah,
I get it. That's what I am on Mondays. So.
Yeah. All right. His name is. Why can't I find his last name? His first name's Albin. Okay.
Well, I don't think it'd be the last name if his name's Albin.
I'm trying to find it.
I mean, sometimes the names are interesting. You can tell me later. It's not like imperative right now. I just
anyway. So there's so anyway, his daughter had passed away while they were building an R2 unit, and mm-hmm. she died of cancer, and her name was Katie. And so she wanted to build an R2, a pink R2 unit. So now it's officially known as the R2KT unit. Mm-hmm. And there's like 16 of them in existence total.
Oh.
And one of them is a friend of mine, and him and his daughter made it together. And like I said, they're bringing it to the Berg to hang out, and it's awesome. It's really cool. She was in, they officially put it into canon in, I want to say it was Rebels. You actually see her like in the background rolling.
Yeah,
around.
That sounds right to me for some reason.
Yeah, but he's going to do a panel on the KT unit and how that came about and stuff like that for anybody that's interested. So, cool. Kind of fun. All right, let's see. Were there any legitimate questions? Oh, Justin's question of will the Pirates win the World Series this year?
I don't know if we even have a baseball season this year, to be honest. I haven't heard an update. I hope that they go. Not. I'll have tickets to the postseason if they go, but, you know, if they ever make it again.
That's why there needs to not be a season. So we can get to that point.
Listen, no, let's just so they can hockey season first, please.
Yeah.
Because the Penguins are on fire right now. So.
Well, not tonight.
Yes.
I haven't turned it on. Okay, but listen, don't turn it listen, on. I didn't watch like the last four games before the All-Star break. And then I got blamed for us losing. And the first game I watched was like, I turned it on like 30 seconds before it said 500. So I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm good or bad luck right now. I'm not gonna, maybe I should go turn it on.
Just turn it on 30 seconds before the end of every game or something.
See, yeah, it's right. Our problem. We're the reason why, because we're distracting you. So.
No, well, I just haven't like felt like watching them, but I don't get the channel. So I do have to stream it on my laptop actually. But you guys are more fun.
We thank you for that. We hope at least somebody thinks so, I guess.
Karen can back me up too.
Right. She's like, yes, here.
All those people that think we're jerks because we won't give them like what you can get for eBay for their stuff. Yeah. That's I'll be honest, those are most of the people that don't like us, or the guys that come in and are like, why aren't you giving me $500 for this book that's worth $10? Dude.
What was the show with the guys with the
Pawn Stars?
Start like a Pawn Stars.
Yeah. Those guys, I mean, honestly. Nuts. Have you ever watched them when they get like a comic book? Well, I don't really know anything about comic books. Hold on, let me get a guy in.
Yeah.
It's like it's the first appearance of Thor. Like
there's a tag that says it on that. No.
Yeah. And then he'll buy it and it's in his shop and he doesn't know anything about it and it makes me mad. I'm like, you're an idiot. You don't even know what that is. You're not allowed to have it.
This is why it's a TV show.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I will tell you, like so when Comic Book Men first came out, because then everybody was like, oh, you guys are the Comic Book Men. I remember driving to, where the hell was it? I think Todd and I were driving to Comics Pro in Memphis because it was February and that show had just started and it was like maybe the third episode ever had aired. Right. And I was like, so what do you think of the show? Like, I really can't watch it because I feel like I'm just at work. And he's like, I watched like the first two episodes and I'll be honest, I'd have given those guys more money than that for those books they were selling. I'm just like, cool. New Dimension Comics, get more money than what Kevin Smith will give you. Like, noted. So, but cool. All right. Well, I think that's pretty much it. Dan Hanna says he has a lot of questions about sewing and process construction. But I don't know how he's going to put that in the chat or if he's going to, or if we'll just get back to you. You know, you could just message the Pittsburgh Avengers Facebook or Instagram page and they will totally answer Dan.
And if we don't know the answer, we'll find you somebody who does.
Yep. There's a lot of members to this group, and they are all awesome. I don't think there's anyone in there that I've ever had a bad experience with. And we do a lot of cool stuff with you, including Three Rivers Comic Con, which is coming up, which they will have a booth at. You'll be able to come up and get some information for, take your pictures. Who knows? There may be a Green Goblin there if Shannon can make it happen.
Yeah.
No pressure.
That's a lot of pressure.
But just think about how cool it would be to hang over and kind of like fuck with the cars that drive by under there, dressed like Green Goblin.
Really want to just have a glider for that reason, because I want to just roam around and then have a sound chip with the laugh in it and sneak up on people.
Oh yeah. See, that would be great.
Yeah.
That'd be super awesome.
And have a pumpkin bomb in my hand. It's good. That's why I'm kind of taking my time with it, because I want this to be good.
Right. That's awesome. He said, I figured it would be the easier way. I made Miles, who's his son, Skeletor's costume, and it was a lot of fun. So starting them off early. Skeletor. Good job, Dan.
That was a cool costume, too.
All right, Tim, last chance for any questions.
Yes. My question is, I gave Karen a little Lego minifig. How's she doing?
She's good. She's downstairs on my desk.
I figured she had a good home.
Yes. So. I'm working from home currently, and I have a little collection of toys on my work desk. So
nice.
You can't see it, but so one of the things we talked about was that when Agent Carter was on, the community around that was always really pissed off at Marvel. They didn't merchandise it hardly at all, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not the only one who's doing it, but every time something Peggy What If comes out or with the new comic series, I've been purchasing. So you can't see it because it's off screen, but there's five pops, a couple of fig pin, the big enamel pins. There's just, I've got art on my wall. It's all over the place.
I'm fine. I'm glad she's getting the, her time in the spotlight, because her character is awesome. So
yeah.
Yep. I've loved her since the What If issue way back 7 or 8 years ago, right? Minimum.
So. And then they did Exiles, and she was in.
Oh, that's what Exiles. I meant. It was Exiles.
Yeah.
The Exiles run.
Well, she actually started cool. in the phone game, and then got into Exiles.
She was in. Was it Future Fight?
No, she was in the Match 3 one.
The Pop Quest.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Mm. Pop Quest.
Yeah, that's what she was originally designed for.
There was a couple other ones that came from games too. There was Luna. Mm-hmm. It was from Future Fight. She's really cool. She's like a J-pop singer, I think.
Yep. I haven't played Future Fight, but it has so many good costume designs. Like Sharon with the big double sword.
Yeah.
Spike thingy. I can't fit that in a suitcase.
Like a bat lift.
It was fun, but it was one of those games that was like you had to just pay and pay and pay to win.
Okay. I guess Shannon or Karen, do you have any questions for us real quick before we wrap up? Yes, I know where your space is going to be at the show now. That's the only answer I have for you. So and it's a lot.
Man.
It's a lot. That's all I'm gonna say. It's a lot of room. So cool.
We'll fill it.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for watching tonight. Thank you guys for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Thanks.
If you ever want to just come on and kill a Thursday night and watch Tim and I talk about comics and then things like the Peacemaker finale, fucking badass.
I haven't watched it yet.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. Fucking badass. That's all you need to know. So, but yeah, thanks everybody for watching and listening, and make sure you go buy comics at your local comic shop, no matter which shop it is, because we support all of them. All right. Thanks everybody. And we'll catch you next week.
Peace.